This podcast is brought to you by the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center on Paper Mill Drive in Knoxville. Excellent care designed for patient comfort and convenience.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong, better rates and better service. It's not a big surprise that Jeremy Pruitt, being a defensive guy, being a defensive back guy, will take an athlete that could play wide receiver and say, come on, play defense. Jeremy Pruitt is like the Suge Knight of the coaching staff. He's like, hey, you wanna play? Not worry about the quarterback throwing you the ball. Not worry about the offensive line. Not worry about, blocking all day. Come to defense. Come to the defensive room. You can make plays with us. You can play. Pruitt's recruiting DBs like Suge Knight from his own team. Alante Taylor and Bryce Thompson, both guys could play wide receiver. They're great athletes. But because of the shortage at corner, I understand why they are starting out at corner. My touchdown turnover is, will we see either one of these guys, Alante Taylor and Bryce Thompson, do we see them play both ways? Remember, J.J. McCleskey played both ways. We saw a little bit of Mark Jones playing both ways in 2003. It's very hard to play offense and defense. I think we saw Evan Bear get a did we see Evan Bear get like a reverse or handoff
one time against Appalachian State.
One offensive carry.
And I was so excited.
I guess you can count that, but do we see either Bryce Thompson or Alante Taylor play offense and defense this season? Touchdown or turnover?
I'll say touchdown. Similar to why Evan Berry received that, even though it was just one handoff. And if anybody remembers that fall, I kept asking the question, has Evan Berry been moved to offense yet? When you have that talented of a guy, that freak of an athlete, you try to get him the ball as much as possible, whether it be on defense, offense, kick return, punt return, and I think that's what you'll see with Alante Taylor and Bryce Thompson. They're too athletic, and they have too much ability to keep them away from the offensive side of the ball, in my opinion, especially when you don't really know who your playmakers are on offense outside of Marquez Callaway, maybe Brandon Johnson and Juwan Jennings if he returns to form. So for that reason, I say touchdown. But I do think they spend most of their time, 70, 80, 90% of the time on defense, just because they need corners bad.
I'm going to say fumble, but you get the ball back.
What is that?
You fumbled it, but you fall on it. And what I mean by that is, I think eventually we see one of these two dudes get some offensive reps, but not this year.
Charlie, I'm still hung up on what you said.
I'll put it that way.
How, if he fumbled and got the ball back?
So it's not a full turnover, is what I mean.
That's not a turnover, but it's also not a touchdown.
Because it's in the middle. So I.
But what if it's a Josh Dobbs try to dive over the defensive guy? He fumbles and then Jalen Hurd recovers.
And then you fall on it in the end zone.
That still could be a touchdown.
That's true. So you fumble it at the 50-yard line and then fall on it. I need to completely explain myself here.
Too damn smart, Charlie. You're too smart.
It's a tweener. I think eventually they do, but this season there's desperate need at these guys' position at quarterback, and so I think they stick in defense, but eventually they do find some footing on offense. Maybe it is this season, but just this year, they're both freshmen, and so they got time. I will say eventually, absolutely, just because these two guys' ability is top-notch, I think eventually they will find that, but not this season.
I'm going to say turnover. I'm going to go out on a limb here. And the reason why I'm saying turnover, I do not think either one of these guys will play offense, is because you have a running back room that's pretty loaded with guys who can carry the football. You have receivers, I think Callaway, I think Latrell Williams, I think you have some guys who can carry out screen passes and reverses on the perimeter if you need that. The only way I see Alante Taylor and Bryce Thompson playing offense is that they just completely bomb out the defense. Prue don't want him anymore. He sends him to David Johnson. That's one. But the other would be if you just simply give them like a quick screen pass or some type of reverse, some wrinkle where they go in for one play. Now, that would be considered a touchdown, though. But I think as freshmen, you are so worried about doing your job, making sure that you know what you're doing primarily at that position first. Let's worry about that before we try to get you on offense and you know, teach you different responsibilities. The one thing that's difficult for a freshman is making sure you know where to line up, understanding the pace of the game. You're not in high school anymore, so you can't do some of the things that you did in high school and get away with it because everyone is bigger, stronger, and faster. So I just think that Bryce Thompson is going to have enough on his plate playing DB for Terry Fair and Jeremy Pruitt. And I think Alante Taylor will have enough on his plate playing DB that I don't know if they're going to put anything else on their plate. That's my hunch, okay? And I might be wrong, but that's my hunch today, and I'm saying turnover, that they will stay at DB and they will not play any offense this season.
I want to point out something Charlie said. Charlie thinks that it'll happen down the road. I don't know if they'll be able to down the road because look at the guys that they're recruiting. I mean, they're not going to need to play offense when you have Ramel Keaton or potentially Quaverius Crouch on offense.
I just think
you really need them.
One of these guys will come into their own enough where they see that they can be utilized in more ways than just a cornerback. But, you know. I'm not a coach on this team.
I think if they're going to play offense, it would probably be earlier than later. But I understand what you're saying, Charlie, because once you get everything down at DB and you're a playmaker, okay, let's explore you going
exactly
and play another position. Let's say that Bryce Thompson and Alante Taylor, let's say they not only play corner, but they are kickoff return guys. Mm-hmm. And they display ability to make guys miss and take it to the house with the ball in their hands. Well, okay. Well, let's get him in on the offensive play, and let's see if he can make anything happen. I could see that, but also think about this. Tennessee is continuing to recruit. When Mark Jones and guys like James Banks were moved to wide receiver, it was because there was a shortage at wide receiver. It was because you had three young freshmen coming in, and you didn't know how ready they would be starting off. And so you had Mark Jones there for insurance, for security. Tennessee's going to recruit wide receivers moving forward. So do you necessarily need more guys touching the ball? I don't know. If you are recruiting guys, that means you really may not need them that much. So I think if it's going to happen, and it's maybe earlier than later for these guys in their career. But you just never know. We don't know how creative Tyson Helton will be. We don't know. Hopefully, he's very creative.
Yep. And you saw that with Jabril Peppers, too.
Sorry, man. Just,
what are you laughing at?
Text box, Keith.
Oh. What'd he say?
Keith says, listening to Charlie's explanation of his touchdown and turnover was like listening to Dan Mullen explain his no-gun policy. Exactly.
Does it make sense?
You sounded like Dan Mullen
doesn't
there.
How would you say an in-between in terms of touchdown turnover? Like, how would you put that?
A first down.
That would have been a little simpler. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, that's first down, man. That's it. That's it.
Well, you know, a fumble in the recovery, but you know, at the 50-yard line, you know. Hold on, let me get my calculator.
At the 50-yard line, you're less likely to score a touchdown.
Yeah, let me put my calculations together. First down, 50-yard line, the wind is blowing at 5 miles per hour east, and
First down, man.
Swain says touchdown or turnover. Charlie says, well, you know, I think the opponent's defensive back is going to intercept the ball, but then they're going to run it back to the 20-yard line, and then he's going to fumble, and then Tennessee is going to get the ball back.
It's going to be one of those. Or you turn it over, you throw an interception, the guy's running it back right before he crosses the goal line, you punch the ball out, and the ball goes through the end zone, so it's a touchback and you get the ball back. That's what mine was.
Charlie is very smart. Charlie is very smart.
Too smart.
He's book smart. This is why I worry about Charlie in a group setting out and about. Now, this comes from Cedric Entertainer back his Kings of Comedy bit there. If I'm in a group and you start running, I'm running too. I don't need to know what's going on. I'm running. I'm worried that Charlie, if we're in a group and Ben starts running, Charlie will try to find out why people are running.
100%.
Let me go investigate. Let me go see what's going on. Let me see why y'all are running.
What is happening here?
Not me. Ben, you take off running. I'm taking off running too, and then we're going to find out what we was running about. When we stop running, that's the way it works.
Based on my analysis and seeing the situation, it appears that there's a large dog running in our direction.
I'm running.
So
we'll figure it out later.
I'll give you a perfect example. You're not too far off. used to live in downtown. I don't any longer. I was walking in downtown one day, going towards Knox Area Rescue Ministries, the backside of downtown, which is a homeless shelter in downtown. Guy walks past me. He looks very raggedy, looks homeless. Obviously, I do not know if he was homeless, but you know what I mean. Just had a general.
Maybe he was preparing for a Florida workout, Charlie.
Maybe
that was
true.
His costume.
He may have been costumed.
Yeah.
But this guy walks past me, very determined, and I see him go into his pocket. He's in front of me now, maybe five steps. Go into his pocket, take something out, and flip it in his hand. And I'm like, "What was that?" I look. Is a box cutter, and he flipped the blade open, and so I go, "Whoa, this guy's walking with a box cutter. What would you do?"
Turn around and go the other way immediately.
Exactly.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
That's not what I did.
Oh Lord, Charlie, what you do? Go and interview him?
I moved to the other side of the street and I followed him for about two blocks.
Oh my gosh,
Jesus, Charlie.
That is real life, and I'm not afraid to admit it.
Oh, Charlie, you gotta get out of there, man.
That really happened,
man.
I don't know what we're going to break. That's what we're gonna do.
We're going to go to break,
and then we're gonna come back, and we're going to listen to Coach Rump speak.
We got to work on you, Charlie. We
got
to work on your life awareness.
I moved to the other side of the street.
But you followed
Wasn't
him.
Wasn't he on the other side of the street?
But you followed
no,
him.
No, he was directly in front of me.
But you followed him.
Yeah, I did.
What did he end up doing?
He got too far. I was like, all right, I'm not going to go past here. I would have, if he was going somewhere else in downtown that was just closer to my home, I mean, I would have followed him to wherever he was going, but he just got a little too far away. I was already a little ways from where I lived, so I was like, I'm not going to go.
You can't hang out with Charlie, man. Charlie will get you in trouble.
I'm a curious, curious guy.
Charlie will get you in trouble hanging out with him. All right, we got to go to break. Swain Event, Fueled by Data and Barbecue. Be right back. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jarrett Castillo a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jarrett Castillo and Butler Vines and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle chicken salad, the chicken tender sandwich, or the kitchen sink burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the kitchen sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells and what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live.
Bo on the text box says, Charlie, I hope you didn't play with the matches when you were a kid. Jonesboro Jeremy, is Charlie the type of guy that if you ask him what time it is, he tells you how to build a watch?
100%.
Absolutely.
Or, okay, here's a prime example. This morning, I come in, I said, oh, who won the elections in the state of Tennessee yesterday? And Charlie went on to tell me everything. He didn't tell me just who won. He told me, oh, he may have a good chance of winning. He may not have a good chance of winning. It wouldn't be the first time a Democrat has been governor in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
You need to know.
Which I didn't mind.
But what I always say, so the story that I told before the break about me following the guy that had a box cutter, I told my wife that, and she got very mad at me. She's like, you're an idiot. Don't ever do that again. But the excuse that I make is that it's just the journalist in me. I just want to know the story. You know, it's not a good excuse, but in reality, that really is it. I'm kind of like, ooh, I don't want to miss whatever's about to go down. I don't know what this is about to be, but I want to see it because this is a story to tell.
Is that you being a good journalist or you just being nosy?
A little bit of both. Is being a good journalist just people being nosy? That might be a better question.
Maybe. Maybe. Yesterday was probably one of the best moments in Tennessee media in recent, I'll say recent history, because Chris Rump was just asked about his responsibility as an assistant coach, why he came to Tennessee, why does he do this, and on Austin Price's Twitter account, Austin Priceless, he posted a clip of Chris Rump's comments. And what I did was I took that clip and I took the Al Wilson interview, which is 18 minutes long, and I put it on SwainEvent.com. Click on blog, it's right there. And Al Wilson talked about what these young men needed. Because we got caught up in, okay, who's going to be the coach and the AD and all this stuff. And Al Wilson was simply, in a passionate way, saying, what about these kids? Who are going to teach these kids how to be men? These kids have had different coaches, different people come in and out of their lives here in Tennessee. They don't trust anybody. What about the kids? What about these young men? Who's going to be there for them? Well, you be the judge of it. I think what Al Wilson was talking about, Chris Rump is that person. So here's Chris Rump a little bit yesterday, a short clip from his interview with the media yesterday.
And let them know, man, I love you, man. I care about you. It's more than football. It's life. And I tell them all the time, if the only thing that you learn from me is how to tackle, how to sack, and all that stuff, then I fail. I just don't want to just be a guy that's going to teach you how to do that, man. I might as well leave. I don't want to do that. I want to teach them how to be a man, how to be a father, how to be a husband, how to treat your wife, how to treat your kids, how to treat people. That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. And if we can do that, man, this world will be great. But some way, something out way down the line, man, we miss it. You know, all this money, you know, guys getting paid. So now it's all about, you know, getting paid, my next spot, my next position, my next job, my next car, my next house. Ain't about that. Ain't about that. It's about these young men producing them, because they're our future. Unless you want them kicking in your door at night, robbing you. You know, if you don't want that, then teach them. So that's what we got to do. We got to teach them. And if we just teaching them ball, then shoot, we fail. Get anybody to do this. Anybody can teach somebody how to play football. But can anybody teach them how to be a man? You know what I'm saying? A true man. You can talk about a man out there running the streets, trying to see how many girls he can get, how many alcohol drinks he can drink and all that. He's like, they end up being a man. Anybody can do that. But can anybody sit in there and suck it up and be tough when times are tough and your wife looking at you and your kids are looking at you and how you going to feed them? How you going to keep the lights on? You know, or you just going to run out on them? Or you going to sit in there and make it happen? So I think you combine that with football, because football teaches you that. Teach you how to be mentally tough, physical tough. Teach you how to overcome adversity. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm on my sermon, man. Y'all got me preaching.
That last part was my
so
favorite.
Good. Man, I'm on my sermon. Y'all got me preaching.
That's what it's about. That is why players run through a brick wall for the coach. That's an example. It's not yelling at them to try to get them to play harder. It's showing them that you care about them, that you love them. And you can't fake that. You can't fake that. You know who is real and who's not. You know what's genuine and what's not. You know, in this business, you come across a lot of fake dudes who smile in your face and say this and say that. But you can tell. You can tell who's real. You can tell who's not. You meet a lot of people. And you don't think these recruits know that? You don't think these players know that? They're not stupid. You may trick them into coming to your school, but you're not going to trick them to think that you care about them and get them to play hard for you. They'll play hard because they want to play. But it's a difference in playing hard because it's what you're ordered to do and playing hard because you, without a doubt, believe in everything that you're doing. You love your teammates. You feel like you're a part of something special. And it's a family. That's the difference. And that's what we've been missing here. And that's what I've been saying on this program for a very long time. A very long time. That is why Chris Rump wanted to come to Tennessee rather than staying in Florida, because he was going to get paid big money staying in Florida. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. He was going to get paid big money. Chris Rome got some money now. He's coaching the SEC. I'm pretty sure he drives a nice car, has a nice house. Chris Rump is paid. He could have stayed in Florida and got paid even more. But it was what Pruitt believed in. It is what we saw from some of the Alabama players when Pruitt was leaving, and they couldn't help but to speak about their relationship with Pruitt. Even though Pruitt was going to Tennessee, the rival, they showed love to Pruitt. And Pruitt attracted Chris Rump. And that's why I'm not really worried about Tennessee getting players. And I'm not really worried about what the staff is going to do. I understand that the opponents are getting better. Georgia's getting better. I know what they're doing. I don't know what Florida's doing right now, but they have a chance to be good under Dan Mullen because he's a good coach.
South Carolina.
And South Carolina with Will Muschamp. They got something going on over there in Columbia. They do. I'm not really worried about the coaching staff getting players and coaching them up. What I'm worried about with Tennessee is the outside factors, the leadership, the boosters mailing. Because if you combine what Chris Rump is talking about with talent, you're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to win. You're going to win. I'm not worried about that. They're going to win.
Just a matter of how much.
Just a matter of how much, man. They're going to win.
And you mentioned how you saw a bunch of former players at Alabama kind of really giving Jeremy Pruitt a lot of praise when he left. Chris Rump also had that same factor when he left Florida. When you have a guy like CeCe Jefferson, the star on that football team, praising him, just speaking to his character, and it's all because how genuine Chris Rump is. And I want to give his – message yesterday a little more context, because Austin picked that up about halfway through. He was asked about on establishing trust with his players and how quickly you can make that connection with his players, and he attributed to just being genuine, saying that I try to be who I am. I'm Chris Rump. I'm a country boy from St. Matthew, South Carolina. I'm nothing. God has tremendously blessed me, and I appreciate that, and I honor him every day. So I try to treat people the way I want to be treated. Throughout my time growing up and playing and coaching ball, I've seen different types of coaching styles. I've seen styles that work. I've seen styles that didn't work. I've seen guys that yell. I've seen guys that don't yell. So I learned all that stuff and put it in a stew pot and mix it up and pour it on me, and it's me. So I just try to be genuine and let them know that I love them and I care about them.
A little tidbit here. You mentioned that, you know, he's from South Carolina. They took a lot of different styles from different coaches that he's been around and made it his own. His first opportunity was given to him by the father of now Austin Peay AD, Gerald Harrison.
Very cool.
So we had him on the show.
South Carolina State.
Gerald mentioned that he's a huge Chris Rump fan. They go way back. Like four flats on a Cadillac in South Carolina. Gerald Harrison's father gave Chris Rump his first opportunity after playing football.
That's really
and
cool.
And so there's a connection. And we know Gerald Harrison is a former Tennessee staffer, has worked at all levels here inside the Tennessee football program, from recruiting to community service. He also picked up Coach Fulmer's draws from the laundromat. That's what he said on the show. I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. That's what he said. He picked up Coach Fulmer's draws from the laundromat. That's what's said. It's documented. But that's the connection between Joe Harrison and Chris Rump. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But that's what it's about. That's the difference between winning 10 games and winning 8 games. If Tennessee would have had that in 2016, Tennessee wins more games. If Tennessee had that in 2015, Tennessee win more games. And I want you to understand something. You can have your entire assistant coaching staff feel the way that Chris Rump feels. But if your head coach doesn't believe that stuff, it's going to be hard for the assistant coach to feel comfortable in his own skin knowing that the head coach is not that way. You don't want to work for a guy like that. You want to work for a guy that's kind of like you, that believes in the same things you believe in, that believes in the same principles that you believe in. Look around at your 5 closest friends. Are you hanging out with people that don't have some of the same goals as you? If you're a guy that believes in family, you believe in treating people right, are you hanging out with people who don't believe those things? Absolutely not. You're going to hang around people that have some of the same philosophies that you have. You're not going to agree on everything. You're not going to agree on politics and stuff like that all the time. But for the most part, you share some of the same philosophies. It didn't matter if Coach Gillespie, it didn't matter if Coach Mahoney or Coach DeBoer was just like Chris Rump. If the head coach does not believe in those philosophies, then the players will catch on. The players will figure it out. The players won't give you their all. It'll be forced. It won't be genuine. That's the difference between 8 wins, 10 wins, 11 wins.
Or 8 losses.
And that is why, even with Tennessee having a little bit less talent than maybe Florida, or not enough talent as Georgia, or maybe not the Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback against West Virginia, but what Chris Rump is talking about can be the reason why Tennessee shocks people and beat people they're not supposed to beat. I'm just telling you, this is a fact. It is the only difference between 2005 and 2006 at Tennessee. 05 had more talent. 06, we were together more. We believed in each other more. We loved each other more.
And this could really apply outside of football in terms of just talking about belief in a leader. When you have that, when you know that the leader that you're following has your best interests in mind, like Chris Rump is talking about. You know, he doesn't want him to just be good at football, because anybody can do that, but he wants them to be good people and do well in their lives. When you can really believe in that, it can change everything, and I think you've seen it in the toxicity of Tennessee's administration all this time. Nobody believed in those leaders. Nobody believed that they had the best interest of Tennessee in mind. They had their own self-interest in mind, like a Butch Jones, except, you know, the administrative equivalent of that. And now, ideally, some of this changing of the guard will change that. Hopefully, having Coach Fulmer at the helm will change that. And hopefully, with Chris Rump on this coaching staff and the rest of this coaching staff having that philosophy, football will get better also. So,
hour two continues after these messages. Stay with us.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Hey, it's Jason Swain. There's a lot of people talking about testosterone, but do your homework and go to a medical provider that you trust and that specializes in testosterone. I got my levels tested at the Low T Center. Their physicians exclusively diagnose and treat men with low T. At the Low T Center, it's quick and easy. Treatment is even covered by most health insurance. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Get game day ready with Alumni Hall, 6 locations in Tennessee. Always open online at alumnihall.com. Right now, in stores only, from now to the end of Sunday, an additional 50% off clearance is available in store at Alumni Hall at all locations. Follow them on Twitter at Alumni Hall UT, and you can see it right there for yourself. Let's get to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. And let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning, individual.
I think Charlie has a future in politics. That is a fumble and a recovery. And a touchdown and turnover. That sounded politician to me.
I think you're right.
I can put a good spin on things.
That's what it sounds like. And, you know, I've tried my best to get to Block with Ann Wilkins. I don't think I got it. I just don't think I got it.
He likes you, man. He likes you.
Yes, he does. I've tried. I've given that effort. You know, I don't think I got it. I mean, there's been times I've got blocked. Like, I just didn't understand it that time or two. But I guess I'm a failure. I feel like I'm a failure. But you know, I'll keep trying. But it ain't happened yet. But I was gonna tell you guys that I was listening to Coach Rump, and I think he sounded so much like Conso in the words.
Good job.
And how he said it, and you know how he cared about his kids and what he wanted direction for his kids and what he wanted to teach, and he sounded so much to me, and even voiced a little bit. You know, I would have thought, well, that's Conso, because I've heard him talk about what's important in life, and that's kind of take I took on that. I said he sounds a lot like Conso, which Conso was just all about you being a man. And responsibility and after ball, and that I enjoyed that. I'm gonna tell you guys, I hope you have a great weekend, and I just wanted to get on here and give you a shout out, and hope we can get things rolling there, and be better than we think we are.
Well, thank you so much, Turkey Man.
All right, you have a good one, buddy.
Have a great weekend. You got to have dudes like Chris Rump. Your culture has to be a culture like Chris Rump is talking about. That is how you separate yourself from everybody else. Because you think about it. Everyone has money. Everyone has big boosters, okay? Texas A&M, they got money. They got in-state recruits. What's the difference? What is the difference? What makes a place special? What makes a team special? It's people. This is people business. People. It's not buildings. It's not your Tennessee fund. You can't buy success. It's the people, and it's how you treat people. It's how you treat people. John Walworth's loved. Yeah, he was great. But it's the way he treated people. It's the way he made you feel when you were around him. From all the stories that I've heard about John Ward, that's what makes this place special. People. People. And there's not a doubt in my mind that Tennessee's going to win games. Because I would run through a brick wall for Chris Rump. And I don't even play ball. I don't even play defense. Will Friend, Jeremy Pruitt at the end of the spring did not really talk about anyone individually. Did about Kyle Phillips late. Didn't really talk about a group that was progressing, doing a good job. But he slipped up and he gave the offensive line a lot of credit for their progression. And this was without Trey Smith. This was without Chance Hall during the spring. You had Jerome Carvin coming in as a true freshman, and they showed some big, some major strides, offensive line. Imagine if you have the Chris Rump effect across the board at every position. Whew. Man.
My biggest takeaway, non-football related, yesterday was that I wish Coach Pruitt would let Coach Rump talk more often, because that's a guy that, quite frankly, I'd almost rather hear from him than Coach Pruitt in terms of from a media aspect.
He's a tad more charismatic.
Yes.
Not a shot at Coach Pruitt. Not his forte. So.
Yes, I did not mean that as a shot. It's just that's how much I enjoyed hearing Coach Rump talk yesterday.
Great.
And what's funny is John Adams asked, so are you going to ask Coach Pruitt if you can talk to the media more? He said, nah, I'll let him deal with that. This is above my pay grade.
It was funny. Kevin Scheer, you could tell very much so he is cut from a very similar cloth to Jeremy Pruitt. Chris Rumpf is too, but, like I was saying, just more charismatic with the media, things like that. But Kevin Scheer, he got asked about, hey, Coach Pruitt doesn't let assistants talk to the media during the season. Do you like that? And Scheer, it was emphatic. He was like, yes, I just want to do my job. I just want to go out and coach football. I don't need to talk. He didn't say it this way, but it was basically like, I don't want to talk to you guys. I want to coach ball.
I respect it. I like it, honestly. I know that it makes it harder on the media guys. I understand that. But, again, it makes it harder on us when the team's losing. Everyone's in a pissed-off mood. So go win. Go do your job, and everything else will take care of itself. There are things now. There are principles that I live by every single day that I learned playing football. Mean what you say. Say what you mean. That's from David Cutcliffe.
Yep.
Good things happen to good people. That's from Trooper Taylor. If it is to be, it's up to me. Being accountable. That's from a sign that was in the Tennessee football team room. There's things that, even to this day, until the day that I take my last breath, that I learned, that I learned from football. Chris Rump is 100% right. All right, moving on. Trey Smith, what position is he going to play? Is he going to be guard? Is he going to be tackle? He's not playing center, I can tell you that.
Yeah, Pruitt got asked about this yesterday.
And I loved his answer. They obviously, and Pruitt also gave a little more context to Trey Smith's situation, saying that he had been working out with the team all summer long, continues to work out with the team, conditioning. He's doing everything but the physical contact aspect of things, and he won't be participating in contact drills until August 19th or 20th. That's the dates that they're aiming for. So they have a two-week period of where they can evaluate Drew Richmond. They can evaluate Marcus Tatum, Chance Hall, Brandon Kennedy, Ryan Johnson, and they're going to play Trey Smith where they feel the line is the weakest. So if they feel that Drew Richmond isn't getting the job done at left tackle, they'll probably move him to left guard and insert Trey Smith at left tackle. If Drew Richmond and Chance Hall or Marcus Tatum take those next steps at tackle position, they'll play him at guard. So I really liked his answer. And I mean, it's an obvious answer because it's the obvious decision. When you have the best offensive lineman in football on your team, you're going to play him. You can play him wherever. That's what makes Trey Smith so good, is that he's so versatile. And so they have a two-week period to where they can evaluate the line and kind of insert him wherever they feel necessary. And I kind of love the route that they're going, although it is kind of an obvious one in my opinion.
Cordell Patterson was a really good receiver here, really good player here. But he was still limited. You could only put him in one position because he didn't have the FBI, the football intelligence that you would need. A guy like Adonte Stallworth, Kelly Washington, they were a different level because they were very smart on the football field. And you can move them in different places. You can put them in the slot. You can put them at flanker. You can put them to the field. And that's a difference. It's good to have really good players, but it's even better to have really good players who are versatile, who are smart, and that is Trey Smith. Trey Smith allows you to be better as a unit. Hey, Tiny Richardson was damn good here at offensive tackle, but Tiny Richardson was just offensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny Richardson did not move to guard. This is what makes Trey Smith even more valuable, because now you can be flexible with who you play at tackle. You have Drew Richmond, and this is a perfect situation. You have Drew Richmond that was recruited to play tackle, but has shown that maybe he's better at guard. You have Chance Hall, who is a tackle. If Drew Richmond can hold his own and do a good job at tackle this year, you could possibly play Trey Smith inside.
Mm-hmm.
If Drew struggles at tackle, you can put Trey at tackle and then move Drew Richmond inside if you want to. But these options, the versatility that's available, it's only available because of Trey Smith and how great he is, how smart he is, how willing he is to play wherever he needs to play to help the team be successful. And he's good at it, too. That helps, too. But that's why Coach Pruitt was very noncommittal on what position Trey Smith is going to play, because he can play tackle, he can play guard. And it just really depends on what's best for the unit. Having Trey Teague on the show, I think it was maybe 2 years ago, a year ago, I don't remember. But I never forget when we have guests on and they make powerful statements. And he talked about how important and how long sometimes it takes to build the chemistry with the offensive line. You have to be in sync. You have to move as one. You got five guys, and you have to move as one. It's the hardest unit on the field because you got to do everything together. You have to step together. You have to slide together. If one guy messes up, it can blow the whole play up. So Trey Smith's versatility is so important to the success of this offensive line. We got For What coming up next.
For What is coming up on the Swain Event.
There is a 30% chance of rain today, mostly cloudy with a high of 85 and a low of 69. A 40% chance of rain tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 70. Sunday, the potential for showers sticks around at 40% with a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerry Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Butch Jones replacing Philip Fulmer on the Jumbotron.
For what?
People getting drunk and stumbling into the wrong house.
For what?
Butch saying a chart told him to kick an extra point instead of going for two.
For what?
People who break the law while breaking the law.
For what?
I got two for what's here. My first for what, going down to the state of Texas, where armed with a pair of tongs, a man tried to hold up a burger joint. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I will flip your burgers for you with these tongs.
Give me your money or I'm going to pinch you. Wow. So, suspect, 44-year-old David Gonzalez, had a hard time maintaining his balance. First of all, as he loitered in the burger chain dining room just before 3:30 p.m., according to Austin police. Police say he waited in the restaurant until one of the cashiers opened a cash register to take a portion of the day's revenue inside to the office. As the victim was counting down the money in the register, the suspect walks behind the counter to the employee and grabs a pair of metal tongs. All the victim saw in the suspect's hand, and then the co-worker yelled for her to watch out, and something was metal, she told police. She feared it could be a gun as he jabbed it into her side and made repeated demands to give her the money from the register, but it was a pair of tongs the whole time.
Good try.
My next for what goes to, man, this is starting to become repetitive here. Dan Mullen was asked about his gun policy because one of his players, wide receiver Kadarius Toney, was pulled over, and there was a loaded gun in the back seat, and he said that he had the gun because he was trying to protect himself from the locals. Dan Mullen was asked about the gun policy of Florida, and here's what Dan Mullen had to say about it.
So it's not really a no weapon.
No, I mean, I'm not. You know what? I mean, that'd be a hard one in the world.
You said you have a no weapons policy.
I have no weapons policy, and it's a no weapons policy in certain situations of how to be educated to not have it. If I wrote up the whole, like, you know, when I like our kids thinking, I like them thinking in quick things, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? No weapons. That's easy to remember. Okay? If I write out all the different, you know, no weapons in these situations, or have a weapon for a hunting situation, if I'm doing this, I store it at this location, I keep it here, I have gun safety rules and knowledge, that's not as a quick catch to them to register in their mind. Does that make sense?
Yes.
No. Does it make sense?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make sense at all, actually. The last thing you want to do is give these young men gray area when it comes to guns. So either you can have them or you can't. Either you can have them or you can't. Because if you start making a list of times you can't have a gun, it could be interpreted differently.
Yep.
Either you have them or you can't. So, boy. Dan Mullen acting like he never been coached before.
What
weird.
Is Dan talking about?
All right, what you got?
This is a great for what out of Canada. Actually, going away from Florida today. In Mississauga, Ontario, police say a man is facing an impaired driving charge after he attempted to prove to his friends that he wasn't drunk. Peel Regional Police allege that the man was drinking at a bar early on Wednesday morning, and he set out to show his friends, "I'm not drunk. I'll prove to you that I'm not drunk." So what he did was get in his car and drive to the local police station. When he got there, he asked for a breathalyzer test. A police spokeswoman said that his blood alcohol level was allegedly 1.5 times the legal limit, so he was extremely impaired. And the 32-year-old Ontario man is charged with, well, this says over 80. Is that like a Canadian thing? What is that? Oh, over. Maybe that's the point. No? Over 80? What does that mean?
You're the master's degree in politician. You tell us.
This is from Canadian News, so I don't know if that's like a... Someone, if you're Canadian, fill us in on what over 80 is. But anyway, he got charged, point being, with drunk driving, because he's a dumb dummy. I'm not drunk. I'll prove it to you. Let's go to the police station. I'll show you right now.
Not smart at all.
Driving.
I'll show you right now.
Over 80 miles per hour. The offense of over 80 prohibits the operation or care and control of a vehicle while the person's blood alcohol concentration is over 80 milligrams per 100 milliliters of blood.
So it's a, yeah, it's just saying.
A blood alcohol level.
Yeah, that he was over the legal limit. Okay. Well, there you go. Dumb Canadians today.
Don't need a master's degree to use Google.
That's right, man. That's right. This whole video from Project Veritas.
Veritas.
Veritas, sorry. Where
it's all good.
Where a group of former Florida football players sitting at a table. They look like they don't even know they're being recorded. Maybe they know. And then you have a reporter asking them questions about when they were at Florida and talk about abuse from Urban Meyer and the football program. It looks kind of shady. It looks a little weird to me. I have not really had a reaction to it. I guess it's supposed to paint Urban Meyer in a bad light. It's supposed to be an attempt to pile on to what is already going on in Urban Meyer's professional career right now. It just doesn't move the needle for me. I mean, it just doesn't. I'm going to ask you guys, and I'll let you guys watch a little bit of the clip during the break. We'll come back and briefly discuss it. We have Bear Salih coming on at 9:15. He is your favorite national media guy, besides Chris Lowe. And Bear Salih is your guy.
And Chad Withrow, although he's not necessarily national, he's statewide.
He went to Tennessee, and he's a Tennessee fan. But
yeah. Bear is your favorite national media guy because Bear understands what the Tennessee fan base means. So we'll take a break and come back after this.